was licking his butthole. Just be careful with your pops. It does matter. But yes, let's chill. We can do this by being cool. I just completely... Look at that. Did you see
it's
that?
It's just a magnet.
Oh, okay. My microphone just fell apart. And you know what? That's a good segue into a segue right at the beginning. Because we can't even... It's like how we can't introduce ourselves in the podcast. We can't ever get to what the point is in the intro.
No,
it starts off as a mess. But please listen. Because guess what, everyone?
What?
Are you excited to be able to support... Are you excited? Shut up, Eric!
Okay.
I'm talking to the listeners.
All right.
You have
I won't
to talk
say
to them too.
Thing.
But sure. Okay. No, I want you to say, okay, listen. Listeners,
what?
I'm putting my microphone stand back
Click,
into
clack.
Place. You can now support Pork Fried Dice and get extra goodies for doing so.
Yep.
If you go to Ko-fi.com/porkfrieddice, or if you don't know how to spell Ko-fi, because it is a weird thing. What the I don't even some people don't even is it coffee? Is it Ko-fi? Who knows? It's ko-fi.com/porkfrieddice. I hope you know how to spell pork fried dice. I don't know how to spell it, so we're screwed. If you don't know it, I don't know it. Oh God.
Leave us a 5-star review and tell us how to spell pork fried dice.
But if you can't figure Ko-fi out, we have a tiny URL as well.
Yep. tinyurl.com/supportpfd.
Easy. We have been working on some little treats.
There's some different tiers.
Yes, there are different tiers. You can just support us by throwing us a buck and
buck
just
a month.
That just is amazing.
Yeah.
You don't get anything extra, but you do get our love.
If like
we love you if you do that.
A few of you did that.
Yes.
That would pay for the podcast.
Oh my gosh. If a few of you even just gave $1 a month, man, that would help us
for
out.
The cost of a cup of coffee. For the cost of a cup of coffee.
In the arms of the angels, fly away. I was trying to support you with you talking about the cost of a cup of coffee.
Oh, I don't know enough of the...
That's the. I know
commercial.
We were combining two different charity commercials there,
is.
But come on, work with me. All right, everybody, our Ko-fi is better than this.
Adoptee dog.
Yeah, this dog that is our DM needs your dollar or more. Because guess what? You could be a slugling. You could be a slug page, a slug knight, or even dun dun dun.
Just like me, a slug lord.
A slug lord. You have that opportunity. If
That's
you
right.
go. To Ko-fi.com/porkfrieddice. You can give us some dollars, and in return, you can see funny comics that we've been working on.
Yep.
You can have access to the digital files for the recap songs that we write or our fake ads from a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
You will have access to a secret Discord channel on our Discord.
That's right.
Where you get to participate in polls and things like that. And guess what? I promise I'll be there. I'll show up. I know that technology doesn't
there.
Always work for me, and I'm afraid of it, and I don't like being on it, but for you, if you are there to support us, I'll be there for you.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that. You were looking at me beseechingly for support.
I was beseeching because I'm terrified of technology, but I'm going to be there because I'll be there to answer your questions. But Eric is going to do polls and stuff on
there.
Yeah,
stuff that could maybe even influence future episodes.
That's fun.
Can
yeah.
you believe it?
So we don't need to list everything here. You just need to go over to tinyurl.com/supportpfd. Not that. Go to tinyurl.com/supportpfd. Don't go to PFD. What the hell is that? Who's
know.
Trying to steal our slug lords?
Damn
it's
you,
unconscionable. PFD.
It's just us with mustaches on.
Where does the money go if they go to PFD?
Oh, I don't know.
Buying me some new socks.
Yeah. Actually, that could be where your money goes, though, to buying KT new socks.
Maybe.
They don't buy themselves new socks.
So far, if you give us any money, it's going to go to just hosting the podcast.
Guys, we've been doing this for, almost 8 years?
Yeah. Wow.
That's a lot of content.
Yeah, it is. And we are so grateful to everybody who has ever, written into us or is on our Discord. But at this moment, we need your help to keep... doing this podcast because
right.
it ain't free, unfortunately. And so we have come up with some fun things that we've already mentioned, and you should just go check it out. Just go check it out. I already made a couple little cute little drawings that you could just see there and just see how you want to see if you want to do anything about it. See if you want to check it out. I don't know if you want to check it out. But remember at the beginning of this, my microphone fell apart. So I think that was just like demonstrative of what's going on over here. So head on over to one of those URLs. Check it out. We are grateful to you. Even if you're just a listener, thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
We think you're all great.
Yep.
We hope that you are enjoying the crazy story that we are throwing together each week.
Yeah.
Eric made the like most disgusted face. He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know what I'm doing here. This is the longest intro ever, as usual.
So thanks even just for listening to this intro.
Thank you. You know what? Doesn't this intro deserve us to pay you to listen to
it? Yeah, that's right. Set up a Ko-fi. We'll donate.
All right.
Ko-fi.com/ PFD intro listeners.
Buy our listeners socks.
Yeah.
FFD. That's what FFD should
be. FFD.
So, to buy our listeners socks.
Yep.
Because they have to listen to these intros.
Mm-hmm. And they put stuff up their ears with socks.
Whoa. We could just like buy regular crappy cotton or like something else. But we're buying socks and cutting them up and putting them in our ears.
It still costs money. We live in a capitalistic hellscape.
It's true. It's true. Boo. But if you love us, show us.
Yep.
Show
us. So we can keep putting art out in the world. Oh, how else are we going to destroy a capitalistic hellscape if not with art?
If not with Rafina. Because I think that if Rafina can't beat capitalism, who can?
No one can.
No one can. That should be...
Rafina for president.
Rafina 2024! American president! And every place's local president, right?
Yeah, or whatever you have.
God, if
Rafina for king.
Rafina for king.
Rafina for dictator.
Oh, no. Oh, no. But Rafina, you know what? She'd probably be a pretty good dictator.
Yeah.
I think Will would even be. He'd be like, yeah, if anybody should be a dictator, it's Rafina. Because, like, she's not going to hurt anybody. She's just going to make you drink some shitty dirt twig tea. But she loves you. And
Rafina
gives you
for grime minister.
Rafina for grime minister! 2024!
Maybe that'll be
a
comic.
What'd you say?
Maybe that'll be a comic.
It should be. Oh, that's
you can
okay.
find out.
Yeah, you can find out. Check them out. Check out our comics.
Ko-fi.com/porkfrieddice.
We got some pretty sweet stuff. We got some little podcasty things we've been working on. We got some comics. Check it out. This message paid for by the campaign for Rafina for Grime Minister 2024.
Yeah. You're listening to the show about looking at the walls. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
All right, whatever. You know what? That person that said that can just be Australian, and that's okay.
Oh man.
You're American. You say it however the fuck you want.
Right.
Kooky Barrer.
Boom,
that's how
berry,
I say it.
Boomberry, boomberry,
boomberry. Boomberry,
boomberry. I should have never.
Boomberry, 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 boomberry.
Beautiful.
Oh, boy.
Stop it. I can't figure it out. Was it just from last session? Or was it like when we saw
it? Was
him?
When I had
Wait,
to
I didn't even
these.
See him recently.
It was when we had to record these.
But what was blueberry? Oh, it was strawberry shortcake. I could not remember what the heck blueberry was.
That's right. That's right.
And now Craig can join.
Now recording.
Hey, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Okay. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Like, I took a few, like, super deep breaths. And
boom, berry, boom, berry.
Just listen to this.
Boom, berry, boom, berry, boom, berry, boom, berry. Boom, berry, boom, berry, boom, berry, boom, berry. Boom, berry, boom, berry, boom, berry, boom, berry.
I love that last one. Just let's just listen to the
last
one. Yeah,
that last
one
is perfect.
It's really good. Can I do that?
It's so quiet.
Boom, berry. Boom, berry.
Boom,
berry. Boom, berry. Boom, berry. Boom, berry. Boom, berry. Boom, berry.
Boomberry. It's beautiful.
He's dying laughing.
Adam's loving this.
Yeah, Adam looks sad about it, but I'm glad that Alex is happy about it.
I'm horny about it.
He's horny about it.
I wanted to hear, I actually haven't listened to this, how similar Abby's new oof, Rafina oof, is to her yell that I have on my soundboard. All right, so here's the first one. And here's the other one.
Wow. They're identical. What has happened?
I'm sorry that I find this so funny. Eric is so excited that he added these sounds. It was some kind of gaspy situation.
You heard that last.
I'm pretty sure that's why I'm
the
not
great
by it.
Gaspy.
The great gaspy.
That's what we're doing tonight.
Mm-hmm. Right in our holiday special, the great gaspy.
Nice.
All right. I should just put all of my words on the soundboard and then I just type instead of talk. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh my God, that sounds like your perfect life.
I made a note. It says, pretend for your enjoyment that this is the ASCII art of a cross and an albatross instead of an acrostic, which is what it actually is. Also, if you wanted a picture of what I would have put the ASCII art, just search albatross front view. But anyway, here's the acrostic. What?
I just searched for albatross front view.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm aroused.
Weird.
Ooh. Albatross supine. All right. Bathwack, Ziggy, is not dead, and the albatross knows the info to evade Juliet Rusher. There's some heavy discussion about tits for tats, also butts and broken quarterstaffs, and some jokes about international waters. He, Roscoe, needs a formal apology. I need something too, says the albatross. There is a young winged owlbear to find, dead or alive. And I will also need 5 fresh fish. Another tit or tat, a barrister's wig for Rafina. I kick, put 4 fish in the dresser, and pray to the cross tross. Above deck, later, I catch a boring boot. Sue Broadmoor, convo ongoing. Meanwhile, Valencio searches and hears, get me home. Mm. That's the whole thing.
That's
it spells out bird shit antics.
Oh my God.
Okay, read it again. And I want to hear all I want to hear the B I R D, etc.
So I'll paste it in.
Yeah,
for you.
Please.
Okay, yeah, let me see.
But you can read it too.
Here, wait, I gotta go to Discord. The first letters were all highlighted in my. They were all like everything was everything was centered and the letters were bold.
But that's amazing. So bird shit antics.
I totally would have, if I'd had time, I would have ASCII arted this into an albatross.
Oh my gosh.
That would have been very
so
fun.
So cool. Well, you still, I guess I don't know how long something like, is there a thing that can do that for
a
you?
A generator?
Oh, probably. I probably could.
Alex only has two hours left in his life though. So.
But yeah.
I was just saying you could still do it because it's something we could share with people. Like, I'm sure they could. And also, we could.
Oh, that would
like,
totally kill on the wiki.
Yes.
Wait, this is amazing, actually. I just opened ChatGPT. I'm like, hey, can you turn text into ASCII art of an albatross? It's like, oh, sure. I can create ASCII art of an albatross for you. Here it is. And it's a smiley face.
What?
Wow.
Wow. That's,
you motherfucker.
Can you screenshot that?
That was the most sarcastic I've ever heard.
Yeah, I know. Can you screenshot that?
Sure, I can. Here you go.
Fuck you. This, and then it goes on to tell me this is a simple representation of an albatross in flight.
Yeah.
That's just somebody
high imagining
with you.
That. Yeah, totally.
I'd be happy if I were an albatross in flight.
Oh my God.
I'm an albatross. You want to see my impression of an albatross in flight?
the front view.
I'm gonna do that on stage.
Yeah, it is.
I'm gonna do that on stage and see what an audience does.
Check levels no because I've been screaming with laughter. And I'm
it is a front. It is a front view for sure. Yeah.
Guys, we gotta play before I pass out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, all right. That's good.
Sorry.
It's all you.
All right. So, Will is being given the the sales pitch. It's actually kind of an offhand sales pitch. You were left to browse the merchandise. In the pet room. The rest of you are in the, as we so lovingly dubbed it, the drinking room with Sue Broadmoor. waiting for Will to reconnaissance the room. So, Will.
Okay.
You're in this room.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Well, you said that I heard a small voice that said, get me home. Could
in
I,
your head.
Yeah, in my head. Can I tell a directionality if it's in my head? Okay. Mm-mm. Can I tell a distance? No distance, no directionality.
It's like message, basically.
Okay.
It just appears in your head.
Okay.
So if it is message, you know that it's within, 500 feet? I can't remember what the range
no,
of it is.
No, it's pretty close. It's like it's 50 closer than feet that. Or something.
Okay, well, whatever.
So dumb. Actually, close. You should know that, though, because if you're...
I guess
we fuck with all the rules, so it doesn't really matter. All right, let's see. I'm going to just try not to just whirl around and... just casually see if I can tell if any of the creatures in the cages are talking to me. Like, is this an owl there or is this some other shit I'm going to have to handle? You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Okay. Give me a nature check.
Okay.
Has Will ever made a nature check? Probably.
Yes, I have. I rolled a natural one, didn't
alrighty.
I?
Alrighty.
Oh, my God.
Nature. Means... natural.
I am. Wait, is that a one? Yeah, I thought it was a seven for a second. I love when the rolls match my writing of what I want.
Like, sounds.
Will has no idea what anything I know. That was very interesting.
Do you want to hear
that
it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oops.
I deleted everything.
Oh, you melted the trumpet. Thank
natural
you.
Natural one. Okay, I love it. Thank you. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
You feel like every animal in this room is dangerous.
Oh.
And maybe you're not even sure about, no, that wouldn't be on a nature check. You just feel like you don't want to get close to any of these things. They might bite or sting. You've never seen any of these things. Actually, yeah, you've never seen any of these things.
I thought you said that there was a cat in the room.
No, I didn't. Never said that there was a cat. Did I?
What you not like walking around, but in the you had said.
All right, you recognize the cat, but not personally, just as a cat.
Normal, some more normalish.
If
animals,
I mention
small
normalish
mammals,
animals,
cats.
You recognize them. The rest, you feel like are
like this is a dangerous place.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Then I mean that's a natural. Do you need me to like somehow? Like, am I scared now? Like, do I need to roll a constitution save or something? Like, to not
sure,
feel
make a
like
wisdom
I need to
save.
Leave the room? Am I not talking into the mic? I don't think I am.
You better be.
I know. So what am I rolling? Or do you
wisdom
want me to roll?
Save.
Wisdom save. Okay. Wait, where the hell is it?
That was the first natural one since I updated my sound.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's the second one.
Are you serious?
Oh what? My
where's
god.
Where's the sound?
Katie.
Where's the sound?
Oh my god, is he gonna catch me and put me in a cage? I think that's what's gonna happen.
It was stinky.
What the oh, it's Jack Black in Nacho Libre, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you're scared. You're very, very scared. You think maybe one of these could like spit something in your face?
Okay, then
you're not
I...
wearing the proper PPE.
I feel like I genuinely...
like, Will says, get me home.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I am going to, like, scramble backwards, I guess. If I failed my wisdom saving throw, like, I have to listen
scared.
To the fucking dice, even though I don't want to, and I guess I am scared. I have to go to the door.
Okay.
And then say, excuse me, you have to go. Just like run
oh,
out the door.
Oh, where are you going?
Shimmy sounding motherfucker. I slam the door. That's what I say to the closed door.
Shimmy sounding motherfucker.
So wait, you do what?
I went out the door. Oh, did he left. Lock me in or something?
No, I wasn't listening. I was thinking about my accent.
And so was Will. So was Will. So
Sean is not what he seems.
Ooh. Yeah, at least that's what I'm trying to do, if that's okay. I literally
leave and close
the door and say what I said.
What did you say?
I said, you shimmy sounding motherfucker.
You actually said that.
Yes.
Okay, in character. Okay.
Yes.
All right. You feel the door. He's trying to open the door behind you.
For a second, I hold it. Like, okay. I don't want him to come out either. I'm like, there must be something. He's got an animal with him. He's going to attack me. The fuck?
He's trying to jiggle
and
the
then
handle.
I let it go and I back away from the door. This is a bad cruise for Will. This is the nicest place we've been for weeks. And so far, it's just lots of bad things. Okay, anyway.
So yeah, the door opens behind you and Sean comes out. What's wrong there? You get a scare in there, mate.
Yeah, how many? Oh, do you have a license for those things? I'm sure that you are not supposed to have this many wild, vicious creatures on an enclosed vessel.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. All right. Well, I can't deal with this right now. Why don't you go back in there and make sure none of those things escape?
Oh, they're fine. Are you sure you don't want to take another look? I can step you through to explain each one to you.
No. Thank you. Who are you? Are you some kind of thrill seeker? Like, what?
Oh, I wouldn't turn down a good thrill.
Okay.
No, I do, but I wouldn't say I seek them.
But you have all of these animals. Do you go and collect them yourself or what?
Oh, also,
I'm like backing away
Sean
from the
Indigo.
Door. Just every once in a while, I'm backing away from the door, like taking a step just to get some distance between me and that door. So what'd you say?
Oh, yes. I'm just a savvy businessman.
You don't collect the animals.
No, I do.
Oh,
of course I do. I'm Sean Indigo.
I look at his outfit. What is a fucking outfit? I picture him in like camouflage shorts and cargo pockets on the side.
Come on, that's not far off.
A snake tied around his waist like a belt.
He wears a crocodile skin hat, vest, and chaps. Yeah, just khaki underneath.
He's like Crocodile Dundee?
Kind of.
He's lit. I was about to say daddy, like, because, like, you're my kids, but daddy.
Hi, guys.
Daddy made a Crocodile Dundee character for
daddy
our game,
master.
Guys. Isn't that crazy? The daddy master.
Daddy master.
Okay. This is, like, he just eyes him up. Like, is he bare-chested? Like, he doesn't have a shirt on?
No, he has a shirt on underneath the vest.
He does? What is it made of? An
khaki.
Animal material? Okay.
It's khaki cotton.
A khaki shirt?
Maybe muslin.
Let me do a wisdom check on the shirt. It's made of some horrible creature's hair.
Flesh.
How does Sean Indigo pronounce khaki, though? Is it khaki?
No.
What's it?
Khaki.
Nar.
Perception? Would it be perception?
Nar.
I was joking about the wisdom
I wouldn't
rule.
Say that. I'd say khaki.
Nice.
Okay.
Khaki.
Khaki.
Perception of his shirt?
Are you actually wanting to look at his shirt?
Yeah, I'm looking at him.
Give me another natural one.
Because I'm like,
come
who
on.
Are you, businessman? Natural one? Oh, perception? I'm asking you which one
I
should do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm not bad at judging that.
It's a six. Yeah, you think it might be some kind of skin. It's a light brown color.
What the fuck?
It's a gelatinous cubelet skin.
You know?
Like the film.
Yeah.
Carefully fillet it off.
This seems, okay.
A renewable resource.
Like, I want to be Will still and, like, be somebody who could read people, but I feel like all the bad roles I have.
Will still.
I mean, like, I want to
be
able to.
It's been a while since you've been flustered by your surroundings.
Yes, very true. And Will, like, I feel like that last detail, the shirt also being made of, like, an animal thing, Will is, like, I wanted to say that he's suddenly, like, is this God, like, is this a costume? Like, this seems ridiculous. And should I roll another roll for that? Or should I assume that I don't think that? I'm just too scared and freaked out. Like,
you're allowed
DM,
to think whatever you want.
Okay, well, maybe he's wearing a costume. But, like, that's okay. Businessman. I'm just, like, eyeing him up and down. That's what I say. I'm just a good businessman, I think is the last thing you said.
Well, yeah. I gather these creatures out in the bush, and I hawk them. So are you interested? I can't tell.
No, they're awful. Excuse me. I mean, hey. You know, what you're doing is great, but for me, awful. None of those things can comfort a person. I am in mourning.
Okay.
I don't need something to bite me on the ass. I need something you can pet.
Let's be real here. There's no one around. Why are you so sad about your king dying? What's the big deal?
What? Why am I so sad that my king...
He wasn't like your dad.
You don't have any allegiance to anybody?
Okay, allegiance is one thing, but sadness because of it? Like...
He was my best friend.
Oh, well, that's a little different, I suppose.
A little different.
I think so.
Well.
He was your best friend, really? But you're his servant? That seems a little fucked up.
No, I wasn't really just like a servant. That's not what a valet, like a real valet.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
No. No.
I always thought that's what that word really meant. It was like royalty code for, you know, somebody who helps you accomplish the things that the public can't see you doing.
Oh, wait. And I thought you were implying something else. Wait a second.
Sex.
Wait a second. Wait. Yeah, no, that was the right thing. I just, you made it sound entirely something different for a second.
No, no, weird. Like,
you are strange.
You were fucking the king.
No, I was not. Thank you.
So then why are you so sad?
You don't, what do you not have friends in your life? You don't know what's
sad. Yeah, okay, but I don't make them carry my bags and get me food.
I didn't carry his bags. Do I look like somebody who carries bags around?
I think that's like the definition of a valet.
No. Those, when you're somebody like King, maybe first like a piddly king somewhere in Podunk Six Rivers. But this is King Bathwack of Gully's End.
What's the root of the term valet? It's valet.
Yeah, that's old. That's an old word.
Mm.
I mean, it's like weird. And we were kind of thinking of changing it, like, you know, stewardess and stuff like that.
You're going to be a stewardess?
No, I'm saying I'm going to be a stewardess.
A stewardess.
No, what I'm saying...
Was that what he was into?
What is your deal?
What do you mean, what's my deal? I told you my deal. I'm a businessman.
Okay, and you just harass people in the hallway about...
You came to me, sir, and then told me what I do is gross and disgusting.
Oh. Well, you're the first person in this entire campaign to push back, so I'm just a little surprised.
Well, I'm Sean Indigo.
You're grown up Shimi.
Would I be Sean Indigo if I let you push me around? Nar.
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 I gotta get an in somehow.
God,
I can't
say
do
nar.
It.
God damn it. You say nar and now Will's like
nar. nar.
That's ridiculous. Okay.
Oh lordy.
What was the last thing?
I said Foster's.
Italian. It's from the 90s, isn't it?
Probably.
I still think about it every time.
Australian.
Every time what?
Every time I hear any Australian anywhere speak.
Oh, okay. Like me right now.
Like.
That's all you can think of.
That's right.
Bona fide Australian.
The Sydney Opera House.
I can't actually remember what you said. Yeah.
Check the shared notes.
Oh. I could check the shared notes. Let's see.
Yeah, we've been taking down word for word.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. What's the big deal about your king dying? He was my friend. And then he was like, I'm just trying to follow the thread.
Yeah.
If it was important.
Insinuating.
Oh, yeah. He was insinuating that we were sleeping together.
Uh-huh.
And Will's like,
and then we were talking about the root of the word valet. Like,
yeah. And I'm like, that's an old word. We're going to update it because I don't just carry bags around.
No, you're still some other position that's subservient to him.
Yeah, kind of. Okay. I mean, you can't be a king. Sure. Okay.
You're not going to be like the kings. You're not going to be co-kings.
Oh, man. I'm sure wrestling weird, slimy, disgusting creatures in the mud is far superior than sleeping
in the nicest place. I'm just asking.
And eating the best food.
Why you're so sad?
And traveling across the country when we have to go on, like,
do you lose
trips
your job?
What?
Do you lose your job because he's dead? Is that what you're sad about? Because he's dead.
Yeah, sure. Part of it is that. Absolutely. I need new employment. What, do you want to... Looking to hire somebody?
No, just it seems a little suspicious is all.
Suspicious of what?
That you're so sad about just a king dying. Like you keep
have
like...
no
it's
idea.
It's like you're playing the mourner's card.
How many... Oh, well, maybe I... Would it be so wrong if I was? But no, also, I'm not. How, like,
I just wanted to call you on it. Oh. I could see myself doing that sometime.
Yeah, well, sure. I mean, it would be nice to be treated a little kindly and with... yeah, of course. Yeah, let's get extra stuff. Why
I mean,
not?
The captain but seems to kiss your ass I'm anyway. Upset. But maybe it's because of that. But I think it's because he wants to fuck that old lady. I don't know what that has to do with you, but I guess... I wanted to say any port in a storm, but I don't think that fits this current situation. But
Will
I thought
just
it
does
was...
this face, Adam. Just...
Thank goodness Rafina is not in the room.
Yeah. Oh, man, I need to defend her honor, says Will sarcastically in his head. Because he overheard Abby saying that.
Yeah, sure, but get me home.
Will feels like he's completely lost track of what he wants out of this conversation. I think because he was so scared, he really got flustered, had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
But now he's like, okay, wait a second. What am I supposed to be doing this conversation? I was supposed to either find out whether he was in the room, and if he was in the room, to distract him so somebody could go in. So,
and while you're thinking, Will's the guy's like, all right, well, clearly you're not interested in my wares, at least for now. Would never turn down a customer. So if you find the need, just come find me. I'm gonna close up shop here. He goes back to the door, and you hear click, 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 click.
Ooh, can I roll to see if I think it's just a regular lock
Perception.
Or if he's casting some kind of spell? Let's see how many natural ones I can get in one night.
You got a 1, and a 5 so far. Now you got an 18 plus 1, all so right. 19.
Whoa.
You. Don't think he's casting any spells, but you think the locking of the door is noisier and it's taking longer than a normal lock would.
Okay, can I roll a history check to see if I have any familiarity with different kinds of weird locks because of the kind of things that I do? Rich people places to get into. And
I would say if you're going to do that, you would want to investigate the lock.
You just investigate it?
No, I'm saying to make that check, you would need to be...
Okay, I just was wondering if by what the hell he's doing, I could figure it out.
You
but it's
give
just
it a shot.
Regular door. No,
give
no, no,
a,
that's
no,
okay.
No. Give it a shot. I'm just the difficulty would be very high, so go try it.
Ah, it's the noisy, long taking lock unlock safe lock.
TM.
TM. what was I rolling again?
Shit. Listen,
history of my own history, like my own awareness.
History. 18. I mean, you certainly know of, with an 18, you know of some locks that take a while and okay. are a little louder than others. I mean, but
okay,
maybe it's just multiple locks or, you know, you'd have to get a closer look if you wanted to see if you were more familiar with it.
A lock look.
A look lock. Well, I'm going to go to the, what do you call it, the drinking room. So I'll see you later. And he tips his hat to you. And leaves, and he goes through the door. So, guys, you're in there with Sue Broadmoor, and all of a sudden, the door bursts open, and in walks none other than Sean Indigo. You hear later as the door opens, and he comes in. Oh, crikey! I can't believe all you're in here! I'm just completely shitting the bed on it and loving it.
Hey, we were just in the middle of a conversation here. It's a little rude to just storm in.
What are we talking about? He storms up to you.
Nice.
What was her name? Broadmoor.
Sue.
Something Broadmoor. Sue, thank you.
Well, we were talking about Sue's last name.
Oh, it's Broadmoor.
Yeah.
I knew that one.
If you think about it.
Were we talking Sue's, about that? Says Sue, as you're talking.
Sue's more broad than a lot of guys would know what to do with, if you know what I mean.
Excuse me?
Just like more of a broad. I'm not saying you're broad.
Rascal.
But if you were, that would be okay. Be great.
Rask out.
Do you need to roll a deception? I don't think you do.
No. Yeah, no, you don't. Not about that.
And I'm not saying that it's good or bad to be more or less of a broad either. I'm just saying. You seem like a pretty cool broad.
Is that word acceptable where you come from, all of you?
Cool?
He may have been into the brown treat recently.
The what?
Pretzels?
Is that drugs? Are you carrying illicit drugs aboard this vessel?
That was just a figure of speech.
They're more like implicit drugs.
In what way?
Well, because, like, the effects of them are more implied than biologically direct.
Oh, what is it called again? Brown what?
Brown treat.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it was never supposed to be a real thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't know what that means. I guess I bet a lot of people would say that about some of the terrible drugs they've encountered. Is it terrible? Is one of you overcoming an addiction?
Prefer substance use disorder.
Oh. Is it polite to talk about these things in your culture?
Well,
yes, Sue.
Yes, it is, actually.
Oh.
Well.
Why wouldn't it
that's be? Pretty
cool. It's just a facet of mental health, I think, which should be
never shied away from. Rusko was over by the door, I think, last. He was trying to make sure Will had a chance to get into the room.
Okay.
To look for the owlbear, so...
So maybe as he bursts in, you would see, if you want to look back in, you would see Will standing there.
Rusko is trying to, like, peek out and see, like, what's going on with...
Okay.
Like, is this Will's chance? Like, do we need to distract Sean now?
Mm-hmm. All right, so Will, you see Roscoe's head peeking out of the door.
Hey, I'm floundering in here. I'm talking about broads and substance use.
What?
I don't know. I've had so much wine. I'm in the drinking room.
Oh, no.
It's canon.
Okay.
It's canon. That's nice.
God, Roscoe, can you hold him in there? Probably not. How, God damn it, can I rely on you guys?
What do you need me to do?
I just sneak over to the door slightly to see if I can check the lock and see, like, as he's looking at me, I'm checking the lock to see if it's something I recognize.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to see Will do that, and I'm going to close the door and assume that I'm distracted, that we have to distract Sean.
Got it. All right. Give me,
if I see him closing the door, I want to be like... No, 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 that's fine. No, no, no.
You can message.
I don't know. If I was too distracted, that's okay. If he just closes the door, that's fine. I have to trust him. I have to trust him!
It's okay, KT.
No, I trust Adam.
I wasn't talking about Adam.
Trusting Roscoe? KT, did you hear what he just said? Roscoe. It was barely...
I don't even trust Roscoe right now.
I do.
I really want it to be that Sue actually works at a place called Substance Abuse Disorders for Broads.
Oh my God!
She sells disorders. That's why it's polite in her culture to talk about this stuff, because she's a drug dealer.
Sorry, just thought I'd throw that in there.
It's great. I love that.
No, I'm sorry. So is one of you suffering from substance abuse disorder?
We don't know. We haven't checked.
Oh.
Do you know how to check?
Well, it's funny you should mention that.
Why?
Because I think one of us, and Roscoe looks at Sean, might be. And that's why we're here, to intervene.
Oh my God.
Oh.
You want to know what I was going to shout to you, Adam? Was going to shout, not shout, but brain text, get him drunk. So this is literally the opposite. And it's hilarious that was.
That's great.
I love that so much. That's hilarious.
And she says, oh, Well, I just remembered and she starts walking towards the other door. Oh. There's two doors out of here. No, she's walking towards the there's like one goes towards the left and one goes up the right side of the ship, basically. Will's at the left one. Mm-hmm. And she's heading towards the right one. I just remembered I have something in my room that I and she turns and goes to go out the door.
Mo! I've been motioning to Mo to block the door. Nobody leaves this intervention.
Oh!
You are friends with Sean and you have to be here.
Wait, Sean? Sean, you are she turns, are suffering from substance abuse disorder? Well, no.
Substance use disorder.
Substance use.
Abuse is kind of judging.
I'm learning. Okay, I had no judgment behind my words, but I understand the use of them could be perceived as such, and so I, Eric, am not being sarcastic about this. I am just role-playing.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. You are role-playing. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I love it. It's great.
I completely agree that people should use and be Eric's comfortable with the words so that they want to use and be comfortable with. No, I've got my editor to my right.
No, I think it's what you're saying is beautiful, actually. No,
no, it's great. That's I think lovely. You're doing a good job.
What you just said is sweet. All the clarification is great at the D&D table. That's what we advocate for. Thumbs up.
That's what the D stands for in PFD. Discretion.
Wait. Pork fried discretion?
No, it wasn't Were discretion.
Were these fucking discreet?
It was. It wasn't. The discretion isn't even the right word. It was.
Discussion?
All the clarification?
Disclosure?
Wait. Oh,
no. Pork fried disclosure?
Oh, well. If it started with a D, that's what it
Somebody
stands
just
for.
Deleted all the notes.
No.
What?
Alex just put no in way. The albatross.
Oh, I see.
It does say
you
fuck with the these notes, so. That
yeah,
would be fucking
it's happening.
All right.
No, I'm fine. What are you lot talking about?
Sean, why don't you have a seat?
No, I don't think I will.
Okay, Sean, all right. This is no longer an intervention about drugs. This is an intervention about you saying "nar" all the time.
Oh, I'm always "nar" saying.
I'm doing an audible. Okay, guys.
Oh, okay. Then I think I will leave, says Sue.
Yeah, I see that.
No steps aside.
Yep. All right. No. It's drugs. It's drugs. It's drugs. You don't
I
have
think
to
you
sit
mean
down,
substances,
Sean.
Roscoe.
Oh,
sure. Substances. Okay. No one needs to sit down. You don't need to sit down if you don't want to, Sean.
Oh, I don't.
I just want you to be as comfortable as possible so that the
I
things
am not
that we...
comfortable.
That's all right.
I'm
we just
not...
want to make sure. We just want to make sure that the things that we express to you don't go indigo and out another.
Oh, my God.
All right, I think we need to have an intervention.
This becomes...
For Adam.
For Adam. Amazing.
No one's allowed to leave this chat.
Mo! Meanwhile...
Sean! I'm just going to say, this is serious business. Will or not... sorry, that's not what I said.
Wait, is that real?
No, I didn't say that. Roscoe didn't say that. That was Adam.
Okay.
Valencio and I saw you coming out of a room earlier, and we could tell you were up to no good. You know who comes out of secret rooms after spending time in them?
Nor.
People with substance use disorders. People who are secretly doing substance use in a disorderly way.
So you're saying that when I come out of my room, the only explanation is that I'm using substances in a disorderly way.
No, I just say, in my line of work, as a circus worker for many years, that was and continues to be a fairly common explanation for secret room activity.
I don't know that me coming out of my room qualifies as secret room activity. Do you?
You didn't come out of your room. You came out of some weird other room.
Nor. That's my room, mate.
Rufina says, excuse me, I'm going to leave the room right now. Is that okay, Roscoe?
Let me check the intervention rules.
what are you looking at? Intervention.
My hand.
Okay.
Roscoe's looking at his hand.
Is that just your hand?
Rufina is allowed to go. It says.
I think that you all have been using the drinking room a bit too much or just enough.
Aha! You caught us. This isn't actually an intervention. It's a reverse intervention. We need your help, Sean. Please help us. Please.
Wait, was that Shimi or was that Sean that time?
It's all been... Shimi hasn't said a word yet this session. Okay, I don't know why you're confused, Abby.
Pay attention, Abby!
Oh my god, Abby, I said it last time. You should say which character's talking first.
Sean, you gotta help us. I'm hooked on mustard and brown treat and wine. Rafina's hooked on twig tea. Moe's hooked on religion. Sue, hey. I'm sure, is hooked on something. Sue, what are you addicted to?
No, I just want to leave, I think.
You can't. Rafina's allowed to, but you're not allowed to.
Okay, bye.
Are you sure you didn't check the rules for the regular intervention and not the reverse intervention?
Oh,
with
all right.
Her hands Roscoe, on her hips, says Sue.
Roscoe looks at his other hand.
Okay, right, I'm leaving. Goodbye. should right. I stop her?
No, Mo. It's fine.
No, Mo, what?
No money.
Okay.
The end.
That's
no right. Goodbye. Money. Sue leaves.
Okay.
See you, Sue. You're more broad than a lot.
Okay, Roscoe.
Nice.
Okay. Okay.
Well, that was strange, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's what happens when you storm into rooms, Sean.
What? I think a drinking room is one you're allowed to storm into.
No, you storm out of them. You don't storm into them.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Well, anyway, why don't we talk about something else that matters?
Oh, yeah? What's that to you? Buying an exotic pet?
No.
Oh.
Unless you've got some kind of... Do you happen to have, like, a complete list of your inventory? Let me look at your hands. Yeah. Let me see your hands. Well, you don't have anything written on these hands.
No. It would get washed off in the water when I'm wrestling all the animals that I capture. The ones right. that are aquatic, that anyway.
Reasonable. Well, I do think that we would be interested in maybe hearing a complete list of all the animals you have.
All right. Well, and while he inhales, we're going to cut to the deck above, almost directly above.
Oh.
Where Kick is trying to catch some fish. How many fresh fish have you provided to the albatross so far, Kick?
I fed him one, and I put four into the dresser.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, you're doing something else. You're trying to
catch a really weird fish so that Sean Indigo can be distracted.
Sean by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it. Yeah. Okay. I'm on a very useful mission that will be pivotal to the story.
So you you hauled up a boot earlier, and with a 9 survival, you reel in, and it feels like you got something good and big, and it's fighting you, and you pull it up, and there's just nothing there. Mm. And the captain walks up behind you, and he claps you on the shoulder, and he says, "What? Having a little bit of trouble back here? Looks like you've been trying to haul in a good catch."
Yeah. Did the fish, like, go around the boat?
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know how many you'll find here in the wake, per se. you might want to try off one of the sides, or we could we've got a nice spot down on the lowest level where you don't have to cast so far down. I don't know if you've been losing them on the reel up.
Do you have more of these things that I can put the rod into down there?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a spot designated for fishing, actually. We got to keep the kitchen stocked after all.
What's it called?
Oh, the fishing spot.
Oh. Like, well, are there signs?
No. We just all... It's not for the guests. It's for the crew. But, I mean, we'd certainly be willing to let you utilize it if you'd like.
Oh, yeah. Can you give me directions?
Well, I'll just take you there myself.
Oh. Well, thank you.
Sure. Well, what is it you're trying to catch anyway, he says, as he starts to take you towards the stairs down.
Well... Close your eyes, but don't, because we're walking.
Okay.
And imagine a rainbow with spikes on it.
Okay.
That wiggles, and it's iridescent.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And the rainbow has a mouth on it, because it has to, so I can catch it. Imagine that. That's what I'm trying to catch.
Oh. Is this real?
I hope so.
Where'd you hear about it?
Well, I made it up.
Oh my god, that's amazing. I hope so. I made it up.
Where'd you hear about it? I made it up.
All right, well, good luck, son. You know what? Here. And he fishes into one of his pockets. And he pulls out, it's a little pin in the shape of like a ship's wheel on like a galleon or something like that. yes. And he pins it to your to your loose fitting clothes.
Okay. Oh, so I don't have to worry about him realizing that my clothes are...
Your clothes are not...
My clothes are real.
Yeah, your clothes are real right now because you did change.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is this the sort of thing that he would give to like a 4-year-old?
Yeah. That is absolutely correct.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Oh, I'm going to catch it for sure now. Thanks, Captain.
All right, well, you come with me. You stay close, okay?
I love this character. Oh, my God.
All right, and so he leads you.
And scene.
Yay.
So he leads you down the stairs. And, Will, you hear steps coming down the stairs near you.
Shit.
As you're taking a look at this lock.
Oh, man. Has Rafina was trying to leave. Did she come out?
I don't think
she's
left yet, no.
Not yet. Things just keep happening.
Oh.
But what's happening now? maybe she'll come out. She wants to find Valencio
but we have to
and figure out if we're actually...
Happened. Before she left.
Okay. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay. There's nothing around, right? It's just this room.
There's this door, the stairs up to the deck, and then the stairs into the drinking room, and then the hallway.
Okay. I'm outside of the room. This is the stairs that they're presumably coming down, like right here, right? And then this is the drinking room. And what is this? A hallway?
This is a hallway open down towards where you sleep. These are the stairs down, which you took to get to the dining hall.
Okay, I am going to I'm going to try to stomp my foot and warp across the floor over here or whatever. To make it look like I'm coming out of the rooms. Because we sleep over there. Is that right? This place that you just clicked?
Down the red carpeted hallway.
So yeah, I'm basically trying to zip myself over there. So when whoever comes down these stairs and turns the corner sees me just coming this way.
Okay. So you do your little foot stomp with your ankle and you go about 5 feet in that direction. You don't quite make it.
Okay, and they're down. They're already here.
Yep. So then they're Bathwack as Kick and the captain are down, and the captain. Oh, Valencio. I don't believe your room is quite ready yet. This is Sean's room.
Hmm. What? He looked like he's distracted, like he was looking down.
Sure, sure.
Wasn't paying attention, and they
give me a performance check.
Okay. Nine. Oh, shit.
Nine.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible. Good dude, insight.
And what did you actually say to me? You said this is Sean's room.
Okay. Yeah, well, your room's not quite ready yet.
Oh, okay. So it must be something similar to this, is what he's trying to say. Okay.
Wait, did you say anything?
I think I had said, huh? What? Like, I was distracted. Like, I had been walking. Because, again,
I
zip my foot, and then I try to look like I'm walking toward
him. I'm sorry. I thought you were, I don't know, I must have misseen. Are you, what can I do for you? I'm just taking a young lad Kick here down to the fishing spot.
Nothing. You don't need to do anything for me. I'm just trying to go up to the upper decks and get some air.
Well, actually, the fishing spot is open to the air. It's quite nice. It's a bit of a secluded spot.
Fishing spot.
You can find some peace. Yeah, we have a deck lower down on the ship where you're a bit closer to the surface. Perfectly safe. There's some seats there. Maybe you'd find that refreshing.
Is it? Maybe you covered in fish guts? I mean, it's a fishing spot.
No.
I'm
we keep
sure.
it very clean. We don't gut the fish there or anything. Certainly not. That
but
job
you
is
do
done in the kitchen.
Catch the fish there. I think I'm going to go up to the top deck.
I mean, I was just thinking, I mean, Kick, would you like someone to keep watch? I mean, keep company? keep you company down there?
Who do you have in mind?
I was thinking maybe Valencio here could spend some time with you on the fishing deck. Would that be nice?
Hey, Valencio.
Hello, Kick. Let's go. Sure.
Do you want to fish?
No, I don't. This is what I was saying, Captain. I don't really want to get fish slime on me, but if it's wide enough of an area, sure. I'll go down. Is there something happening above decks that I'm not supposed to be?
Oh, no. I just thought I would offer as an amenity of the ship that is not necessarily available to the general public.
All right. I like the sound of that.
I already gave Valencio a bunch of fish.
I look at you. Like, what does that mean, fisherman?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he likes fish.
Were they the rainbow spiky kind?
Oh, like...
No, they were regular ones.
Oh. Valencio, Kick here is trying to catch a rainbow spiky fish that wiggles, right? Right, Kick?
Yeah, and it has a mouth.
And it has a mouth, of course, because it needs a mouth if you're going to catch it.
Wilf finds himself grinning, like doing this almost like admiring grin of what the fuck Bathwack is doing. He's like, this takes skill. Like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
And now I have to
do
a performance role.
He's like
critically
Ruprecht
fail.
From Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Ruprecht. He's playing Ruprecht from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. That's what he's doing. Thought.
Silly Will, kicks are for kids.
Kicks. Oh. I was just talking about tricks to one of my kids about, because I guess I don't know if they still do those commercials where they don't let the rabbit have any tricks. And Conan had seen, we were looking at some 80s and 90s commercials, and he was like, why don't they let the rabbit have any tricks? And I'm like, I always thought the same thing. Like, what the fuck? It's just a cartoon rabbit. It's not like advocating feeding your pet tricks. It's a cartoon rabbit. And they were so mean to it. And I wondered if they got rid of it. That like whole tricks are for kids. Because it always seems so bullshit.
And mean.
I'll look it up later.
Okay.
If I remember.
They have good Wi-Fi down on the fishing spot. You can look it up there.
Okay. I said, I like the sound of that. I don't know. And then he, I admired what Bathwack was doing. Uh-huh. He's Ruprecht.
And then, Abby, if you want, Rafina can come out the door at this point.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
That was awkward. Hello.
Hello, Rafina. It's turning into quite the party out here.
Valencio, I was hoping to have a word with you, but I see you're occupied.
Yeah, he was about to go down to the fishing spot with Kick here.
The fishing spot? Mm-hmm. That sounds delightful.
Oh, maybe would I'll you go like with to see them. It?
I'd love to.
All right. Well, let me escort you.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
This is just what Will wants, yeah. Is Roscoe completely unattended.
And it's just what Rafina wants, up is not being able to speak freely.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, man.
So he gestures for you, Rafina, to join the group. And then should you acquiesce, he will lead you down the stairs to the level below.
I acquiesce. I'm imagining he's prattling along sort of as a tour guide as we head down to the fishing spot. And if that is the case, then Rafina casts surreptitious glances at Valencio every once in a while and sort of with the side of her head that the captain isn't on, she sort of points to her brain.
Yeah.
To Valencio. It's like, don't you talk to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of that spell, surreptitious glances.
I know, that really casts surreptitious glances. Mm-hmm. I love that. It did sound like a spell. Yeah, I'll just be like, what? In the message, like, I'll do the spell. If we are able, is the captain walking right next to us, or is there a time that we could?
He's leading you.
He's leading us. So, uh-huh. Yeah, we can. I push Kick in front of us. Like, I try to. I don't know if I can push Bathwack at all, but I kind of just try to guide Kick to go between the captain and us. And then I cast the spell to say what to Rafina.
Okay.
Excellent. And I'll say, what is going on with the owl bear search? Has anything happened? Roscoe's creating a diversion and we're just hanging out in the hallway. What's happening?
Rafina, it's been like 5 minutes. Am I supposed to do anything about this in 5 minutes? Find a whole ass animal?
Weren't you in the room? Weren't you in there? Were you in there? Did you find his room?
I was in there and it's full of awful creatures, the likes I have never seen, and cats, but also horrible cats! Other things. Yeah, there's some cats. There's some things that look semi-familiar, but most of the things in that room are incredibly dangerous, from probably some disgusting cave somewhere, from probably the woods that where you, if you enter them, you just get eaten by 1,000 different fucking things. It's a room of horrors, Rafina.
But it's okay. I have that wand. I've got that wand. We can talk to them, and they're probably restrained in some way. I mean, they're not just roaming free, like in and out of his hotel bathroom.
If you want, they are all in cages, but what I'm telling you is that it's not a pleasant place. It is full of danger. It is full of creatures that are so horrid. I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep tonight. Ha ha. Get it? But still, yeah, no, right. Seriously.
You wouldn't anyway.
That's very good.
But can, still, yeah.
Well, we're, okay, well, how? What should we do next then, Will? What's the plan? I'm going to go there.
Rafina,
I'm going.
I guess, yeah, you want to go to the room? Okay, but like the captain's in love with you. How do I get the captain to fall in love with me so he'll stay with me? Haha, just kidding. I don't want the captain. What do we do? I can get him to stay down here if you, just say, hey, Rafina, just say you've got to go to your room for a second. And get something, and come back with a sexy shawl. Do you have another sexier shawl? Sexier than this
Not
one you're wearing
room.
Right now?
I have one in my sock, but then I'd have to take off my whole shirt to get to my sock.
He would
I picture a sexy
that.
Shawl and cast my fishing pole over the sink.
You're in the stairwell.
Oh my God.
You want me to seduce him?
Well, no, not. I mean, if you are look sexy, then maybe he'll just stand there like a moron, like he does every single time he sees you. Maybe we could set up a thing where I'm gonna say you would say, "Hey, meet me at the front of the ship in 20 minutes." So we have 20 minutes. You'll have 20 minutes. We'll keep the captain down with us for 20 minutes. You get ready, and then it's a game of chess or something. You're just playing chess with him. I don't care. You don't have to. Do anything with him, but if you think he's cute, he's kind of adorable, Rafina.
Why don't I just go ask him to make me some ratatouille? That'll take him like an hour and a half. Wouldn't you rather that we have an hour and a half?
Oh, God. What is in Rafina's minutes? Ratatouille?
Oh, God.
Rats.
It's called Remy-tooie.
Remy-tooie. Oh, my God. Amazing. Okay.
I'm going to see if he'll make us some... The thing food.
Is, if you, well, oh, wait, yeah, like, wait, no. Did you say you were going to make food or you, he will make no. you? Are you just hungry
he,
right now?
I'm going to ask him to make the food yep. so that he goes away.
But Rafina, we want to keep eyes on him. I feel like if we piss the captain off, we're likely to be thrown overboard. Like, somebody needs to be able to get in that room without him seeing, without everybody seeing, and now we're all split up and fucking everywhere. This is awful. If I keep the captain here, oh my God, and Rafina, the door is all locked too. I don't think you're just going to be able to meander on in there. Do you have a way to get in the room?
Did you look at the lock?
I did, and I don't actually
did
think
you
ever
a
told
lock
me any-
look?
He never told me anything, I think. I don't. Wait, no. You said it was actually no. I feel like did you ever I had one that was standing out for a while. It was like
all right, you
I
can
checked the lock.
You can give me another
yeah,
history
says Will
check.
Will checks the lock on the door to see if he can recognize
but
it.
But you were basically interrupted when okay. they came down, but okay. you can give me one more as you, he did leave.
History check, did you say?
Yeah.
Come on, history.
A 9.
Jeez.
I mean, yeah, you think this is a pretty secure lock. It you don't think it's just a normal key and a lock picket, you're good, that kind of thing.
I'm trying to think if I have a spell that could make her be able to like slide under the door. I could turn you into an animal that could get under the door, but then what if Sean Indigo finds you in there and he captures you and puts you in a cage or something? Do you have a way of getting in that door without unlocking the door? Because the door is, I think I've seen something like this lock before. It is, you're not going to be able to like pick it.
Doesn't Shimi have a lock? Oh, that was Nick.
Ooh, Shimi might be, oh, you know what? Go find Shimi. He might be able to break in. And then you could go in and, yeah. Okay, but God damn it. The animals, I'm telling you, they're vicious and disgusting.
I can't wait to see them.
No,
I
Rafina,
love vicious
don't
and disgusting.
Let them all out, please. Oh. It'll be like a ghost ship. By the time, we'll just like, we'll run into Bathwax Waterfall to get to go, when we get to Gully's End, because there'll be no one left on the ship. It'll just crash into a mountainside or into the gully or whatever is there. Bathwax wife will kill her with our ship if we all die from these animals in Sean Indigo's room.
Yeah, but then behind the king's fall, the dead shall rise.
All of us will just rise right up. It'll be great.
Or whatever
No, Rafina,
was.
God. I mean, all I know is that he wants me to go down with Kick.
I think I should go talk to Shimi.
Okay.
Bathroom break.
Okay. Kick has to pee over the side of the ship.
And picture a toilet and cast my rod.
Whoa! He does cast his rod.
Soundboard is okay. So
I love the ending on that though, because like Rafina saying, I think I'm gonna go talk to Shimi. I kind of love that. So yeah that makes I think it makes the most sense. Shimi probably maybe can break in and then you can handle the animals and we'll figure it out. We'll do it. That's it. Right? And then now you gotta get away from us though. And I have to keep the captain down with us, or Kick does. Kick, I hope you have lots of fishing line antics prepared.
We'll find out.
I'm going to fall asleep in the fishing spot.
BRB.
Bye.
Will tells Rafina about how horrible the animal room is and pushes her to take advantage of the captain's crush on her. I'm so sorry if I really am doing that. I kind of am, but I'm also like, there are ways.
Whose notes were those?
There are. I don't know.
Sounds like Adam.
I'm just saying, Will like has had to, he had to flirt with people in that town. You can flirt with people and then get them the fuck away from you. Yuck. Not interested. Flirt and then be like, gross. Poor Abby. We can't even hear her at all.
Nope.
Well.
Boomberry, 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 boomberry. Boomberry, 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 boomberry.
And you can hear Abby laugh in the back of it. That's
boom,
so
berry,
great.
Boomberry, boomberry, boomberry.
That's
boom,
so
berry,
great.
Boomberry, boomberry.
You hear
boom,
a little berry, laugh boom, in the back, boom, Abby?
Boomberry, 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 boomberry.
It's just the softest little laugh. That's so cute.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Stop it.
Can I hear you?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, let's all just stare at him.
At me?
Yeah, you.
I wasn't sure who we were staring at.
I don't know.
I was like,
we were all just
zoning
out. Like,
who should I look at?
Scary Alex eyes.
Ooh, oh, but he's not zoning out at all. He is wired AF.
All right, welcome back, y'all.
Cha-cha reverse.
Turn it up. So.
Cha-cha real smooth.
Rafina is going to try to hunt down Shimi for his engineering skills. And so you do so. Are you just going to leave? Are you going to try to sneak away without the captain noticing? Or are you going to excuse yourself politely?
I am. I'm going to say to the captain, I'm going to say to everyone, oh, I forgot I was not done talking in the drinking room. So I'm afraid I can't go to the fishing spot right now. See you later. Bye.
Okay.
Catches away.
Well, it's down here if you want to come catch up with us later.
I probably will. Bye.
Aww.
Thank you for giving him a response. It's very thoughtful.
I feel like Eric feels emotionally tied to this poor captain.
Ever since we cast him as Dan Aykroyd, I am invested. I want Dan Aykroyd to date Rafina. Dan Aykroyd.
What if it's Dan Aykroyd from Christmas with the Cranks?
I know he's annoying in it, but he's still adorable and he gets the whole town together and brings Christmas to the Cranks.
We're
house.
Here for your Frosty.
Yeah, weird. Weird as fuck, but it's a great movie. It's such a good movie. Yeah. Anyway.
Even with Tim Allen?
I was just about to say that. That was literally who I was like, even though it has, and I'm like, nope, it's a good movie. Yes. Yeah.
He's the worst part of the movie, but he's fine.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is never going to stop. All right. So okay. Rafina says she forgot she wasn't done talking in the drinking room, so she can't go to the fishing spot right now. Mm-hmm. And the captain was like, okay, bye.
Here we are.
So, okay. So Rafina has gone back to the drinking room. Is there anything that keeps her from doing that?
Well, let's find out what's happening in the drinking room. Mm. So,
yeah, okay.
Roscoe, Shimi has left, or Shimi, Rafina left, Sue left, and you're here with Shimi, Mo, Clockface, and Sean Indigo.
Oh, no.
Arnar!
Arnar!
Several blood vessels are bursting in Will's right. eye.
When we cut back in,
yeah.
Mo, Shimi, Roscoe, and Clockface are all doing their best to learn how to say Arnar. Sean is leading them all in a chorus of Arnar. Yeah,
you don't say, oh no. You just say it like you should say it, Arnar.
Oi noi.
Yep.
Is that, am I getting close? Yeah,
no, say it. Or nor, my part farly are.
Oyer noyer, my portfolio warrior.
All right. That's close enough, mate.
Oh my God.
Well, this has been fun.
Yeah.
It's good we don't have to go back and act out everything we just did.
Yeah. I mean, how we got from it was my intervention about drugs to my intervention about saying nor to my intervention about drugs to your intervention, all of you combined.
And then all of us did brown treats.
Yep.
And, together.
And now we're doing dialect work.
Yeah. Hey, Shimi.
What?
Why don't you
yep.
have a conversation with Sean Indigo right now, just the two of you?
I was going to ask sure. Shimi to leave. I was like, can you get Shimi to leave? Adam, get Shimi to leave.
No, so I'm not going to hear these two dialects next to each other.
I mean, I could talk to this little tyke here. Yeah, I mean, we could talk about, you know, me and Sean here, we could discuss, like, do you have to, like, when you get these animals, like, do you get them out of the wild? Did you, like, steal them from places? Oh, no, Sheenie, I don't steal them. I do get them from the wild. I can't believe you would think that I would steal them. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know where, like, how do you know where to get all these animals? Do you, like... I mean, does someone have to tell you? Oh, nar. I look it up myself. I do all the research and I go out and find them.
All right, now Mo.
What?
Now you jump in.
About what? We're jumping where?
Well, I want to hear your oinoi.
What? My oinoi?
Yeah, your oinoi.
Oinoi!
Yeah, was that it, Sean?
Oh, no.
What the fuck?
And then she, and then Rafina comes in.
Yay!
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please leave us a kind review wherever you listen to us. Also, consider supporting us by subscribing to us on Ko-fi at tinyurl.com/supportpfd, where you can gain access to lots of exclusive treats and behind-the-scenes goodies. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.